Just a few halachot in the laws of Megillat Esther. This halacha comes from Gemara Megillah Daf Tet Zayin, where the Gemara says, "Sarich lomar aseret b'nei Haman v'tevat aseret bin Shima achat." The one that's reading Megillat Esther must read the 10 sons of Haman plus the word aseret, which is the end. He must read it in one breath. Why does he read it in one breath? Le'odiyah shekulam nehirgu v'nitlu ke'ehad. In order to remind ourselves of the miracle, how they all died and the neshama left them simultaneously. Hence we read it all in one breath to say that they all perished at the same time. The halakha brings down the minhagas to start not from the 10 sons of Haman, this long breath, but from the words Hamesh Me'ot Ish. And the reason is brought down by the Maharil, the name of Rukayah. It's also brought down in the Ramah, that because the 10 sons of Haman were Sareh Hamishim over those 500 people, which means they were, like we'll call them, managers. They managed, they ruled over 50 people each. 10 sons, 50 people each, 500. So Hamesh Me'ot Ish. They killed not only the 10 sons, but those people that they ruled over, they managed over. So hence we read the Hamesh Me'ot Ish also in one breath. So the question then is asked in the halakha. Let's say for whatever reason, the Baal Koreh was unable to read the 10 sons of Haman in one breath. He stopped, he paused in between and continued reading. Are the people that heard it Yotzei Megillat Esther? Is the reader Yotzei Megillat Esther? So the Tosafot adapted Zayin clearly writes that Iklo Omram Ben Shima Achat Nireh Tehainu Lechatechila Avad Bedi Avad Yasa. And that is really the opinion of most of the Shonim. That's the opinion of the Ramah as well in the halacha, and that's what Chama Odia writes also. Vechoz Lechatechila Avad Bedi Avad Shelo Omram Ben Shima Achat Yasa. So that is the first halakha. Secondly, one should be very careful, the Ben Ish Chai says, in Parashat Tetzaveh Otet, that when you're reading the 10 sons of Haman, because you're trying to read it so fast with one breath, it happens sometimes that you end up reading it by heart. Because remember, on that page in the Megillah, it's not written in a straight line. You have on the right column the Ve'etz, and on the left column you have the names. So you have to, your eyes have to go from right to left very quickly, ve'et, and then read the name, and then ve'et, and then the name. And sometimes when you're reading so fast, it's possible that you'll say the ve'et by heart. So therefore, the chetraylah, one should be careful when he's reading the Megillah to make sure he reads all the words from the Megillah itself. Of course, the halakha does state that even if he read some of the words, ba'al peh, you are yotzeh. So that's the din lechetraylah. You should try to read all the words from the Megillah itself. Last but not least, another halakha in the Megillah. Ahar kriyat Megillah, after the Megillah is over, golilim ota. Custom is that we roll it back up to the beginning. Umibarachim beracha acharona. The beracha is hakel harav et ribenu, and the hatima is baruch ata Hashem and nifral amo Yisrael mekol sarehem hakel ha-moshiya. Of course, the berachot are not me'akevot. If a person not make the beracha rishona or the beracha acharona, he still yotze mekra megillah. The question then is that this beracha acharona of hakel ha-moshiya should be noted. Hakamadiyah clearly writes it in Chazon Avadyan Petet that one should be careful. You only make this beracha with a minyan. If you do not read Megillat Esther with a minyan, you do not make the beracha acharona. When we say minyan in this case, it doesn't only mean the minyan of men, but even if somebody's reading it for ladies, and there's 10 ladies, you could also say the beracha acharona with Shem u'malchut. Not only that, but even if you have, let's say, in part of the minyan, some kitanim that reach the age of chinuch, it's also part of the mezvah pirsum hanes, and you can say the beracha acharona. However, one should not say the beracha, I don't know if he's reading it privately. For example, he goes up to read the Megillah for his wife, he says the first three berachot at night, or the first two berachot during the day, according to the Sefer Adi, but the beracha acharona cannot make unless there is at least 10 men or women that are hearing the Megillah. That's the opinion of Chacham Avadia.